I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today, I'm going to talk about inspirational leadership, because today is Cesar Chavez Day, and we all know what an inspiring leader he was. So Mr. Chavez led people who were completely ignored by the country, people who were rejected by society, who were at the edge of society. And yet Mr. Chavez, Cesar Chavez, saw the plight of the farm worker, and he stood up and he said, we can unionize, we can be together. And his inspired leadership was so incredible that you found middle-class mothers in rich suburbs refusing to eat grapes until the farm worker was paid a living wage. It was an extraordinary moment in time. Cesar Chavez led the farm workers to a triumphant establishing not only of who they are, but bringing si se puede to the front of people's minds. Yes, we can. So inspiration was key in his leadership style, but it was his passion for the people that gave him that. A passionate love of a cause, of a group of people, a person who's able to see the needs of others and to actually put them before their own, a person who can act from love, from compassion, and from determination, from commitment, and who's willing to put themselves on the line is a leader worth following. And they're a leader worth believing in. We've seen this through the 20th century, the farm workers movement led by Cesar Chavez, and the incredible civil rights marches and movement led by Martin Luther King and many, many other brilliant people. So there have been wonderful examples of leadership and what it takes to step up and to hold the feet to the fire of authority. People who have locked other people out need to be held accountable. People who've taken away other people's rights and freedoms need to be held accountable. It's interesting when you think about the power of passionate commitment and how deeply it can move a community, a state, a country. When we look at the great leaders of our time, I think we'll include Mr. Zelensky in that incredible group of people, because he has inspired his people to go beyond what others thought was possible. And it is his passionate commitment to them that enables us to be so. And so I can't help but look at who we are in the United States, who we are in the Western world, and people looking for that passionate voice, that leadership that represented them, that understood them. You know, where is the passion? Because it is passion that holds us. It is love that focuses us. And it is clarity that guides us. Clarity about what it is you want to accomplish. And it can't be 10 or 15 things. It's got to be one thing. Freedom. Equal rights. A living wage. Passions can be attached to clear ideals, clear goals, clear focuses. So we should each think about in our daily lives how we're a leader. How do we lead in our community? What is it that we bring to the party? What passion drives you? What joyous awareness makes you want to make a better contribution? Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.